from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning. This GDT thing this morning is a problem because it's down. Then you go, well, what happened there? But then skims up and Hull barely moved.
Yeah, so we've had another global dairy trade auction overnight. The last auction, we did see that 3.4% fall in the index. That's after a very strong run of results. And given the sort of, I guess, given the global unrest and uncertainty, I don't think there was much surprise at a negative result. The issue was whether we establish a trend. And if we do, what would the magnitude of that trend be? Well, overnight, we've had another negative outcome, a 2.7% fall in the index. But, yeah, you're right. In terms of the details, skim milk powder, which has been the sort of standout, the star performer recently, it's lifted 3.2%, and whole milk powder down is only a very small 0.6%. So the damage to the index has been done by a fall, 3.1% fall in mozzarella and a 7.9% fall in butter. Mm. Look, Mike, two results that don't make a trend, but our attention will be a little more focused now, I think, on the next couple of results.
Indeed, 3.1 it was. What do we make of that?
Yeah, so the topic du jour, inflation, and I think the key concern, Mike, is on the forecast. But look, there were elements of yesterday's data drop that I think were actually kind of okay. I mean, taking sort of a balanced approach. Headline inflation was a bit higher than expected, but as I say, some consolation in the second tier numbers. 3.1% headline Q1 number to end of March. Market consensus was 2.9, so above expectations. Previous quarter, 3.1, not moving. The quarter, 0.9, 0.8 was expected, so all a bit firmer. You're breaking it down, just looking at tradables, non-tradables, Mike. Tradables, 2.5% for the year. Non-tradables, 3.5. So the interesting thing there is those two are converging. They used to sort of offset each other. They're converging now. The villains are not new. Looking at the electricity up 12.5%, that makes up more than 10% of the actual annual increase. Local authority rates, 8.8%. But rents, Mike, here you go, rents only up 1.2%. So great environment for renters. Rental inflation running at the lowest rate in 16 years. The RBNZ, Mike, they look at core inflation, so they exclude food, energy and fuels. That was only up 2.6%, only moved 0.1%. So there's a second-tier number, taking out the volatile elements. I will make a non-economic aside here, Mike. That does feel like a slightly academic observation, doesn't it? Because what is the average person worried about?
Yeah,
food, petrol and electricity. Anyway, the trimmed mean measure, another RBNZ measure, it fell 0.2%. So you see, below the headline measure, there were mixed outcomes in the details. But, and this is an extremely large but, look at the forecasts for what we're seeing that came out yesterday from The Economist. So we're seeing forecast 4.5% for the second quarter. Inflation still being circa 4% by the end of the year. The RBNZ, Mike, the Monetary Policy Committee, collectively will have to have the patience of Job to look through a period of inflation that long above the 1% to 3% range. If those forecasts are correct, and of course that is a fairly consequential if at the moment, the OCR is going to have to move. It will feed into second round effects. Look, market reaction, Mike, look, local interest rates did lift 7 to 8 points at the short end, 1 to 2 years. But you've got to remember they're already much higher than they were at the end of February.
Yeah.
So the market is already pricing in some of this. So we saw the NZ dollar rallied a bit, but it's given up those gains overnight. So all in all, fascinating number, but I think we're heading for a higher OCR, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And then we come to business confidence quickly. I mean, we're all miserable, of course, unsurprisingly.
Yeah, look, QSBO, the NZIER, QSBO, important piece. The RBNZ do look at it. Detailed read on the mood and state of business. There's been a big drop in business confidence, Mike, and a lift in pricing intentions. That, according to, you remember, the RBA deputy governor, is the nightmare scenario. Business confidence printed at 1. It was at plus 39, so only 1%. Of respondents expecting better economic conditions. Actual trading, though, it saw an improvement, went from minus 3 to 0. So growth looks relatively stable. Pricing intentions, plus 25 to plus 43. That is consistent with a lift in inflation and expected trading activities looking weaker. Super quick, one detail, building sector looking pretty shaky. But all in all, yesterday just raises that stagflation scenario.
Righto, numbers please.
The Dow Jones is down 223 points, 0.45%, 49,219. The S&P 500 down 26 points, 0.37, 7083. And the NASDAQ, as I look at it, down just over 100 points, 0.42%. 24302, the mark. Overnight, the FTSE 100 down just over a percent, 10,498. The Nikkei up 524 points yesterday, 0.89. 59349, the close there. Small move in the Shanghai Composite, up 3 points. Small move in the ASX 200, down 4.8949. And the NZX 50 gained 17 points yesterday, 12,932. Kiwi dollar just come back a little bit, under 59 cents, 0.5895, 0.8239 against the Aussie, 0.5018 against the euro. It is slowly climbing against the pound, Mike, 0.4364. Good. Slowly, if you go into the UK, perhaps that would be pleasant to see. The pound, against the Japanese yen, 93.9. Gold, 4709. Brent crude, now this isn't good. It's at $98.25. We are rapidly heading into what will be, looks like it's going to be, another weekend of frenzied activity.
Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.